Pinata Farm's strawberry fields at Wamuran, 9 long, bright white polytunnels stand 4 metres tall and 8.5 metres wide. Inside, 95,000 strawberry plants are growing in easy-to-reach house gutters off the ground. Gavin Skerr says the substrate strawberry trial is a considerable capital investment.
The cost of this setup is about $460,000 per hectare. Very expensive to do on a large scale. We're trialling it to see how we go, but I guess there's a couple of things that we're chasing of why we want to invest that sort of money. One is labour. Labour's getting a lot harder to get in horticulture in general, and strawberries are no different. By putting them in gutters up off the ground, they're a lot easier to pick, and our initial harvesting costs at the moment are running at nearly half the cost of outdoor. So we effectively only need half the amount of labour, or we can do twice as much with the same labour. They're up off the ground, so the air can get through them a bit more, so we've got a lot less disease is what we're seeing as well. And obviously the polytunnel protects them from the rain and the dew as well, so that helps significantly with disease. So there's a combination of things about growing a better, healthier plant, and then it's cheaper to harvest going forward. However, there's a significant capital cost up front, so... this is our first year. We're only just playing with it at the moment, and we'll see how it goes again next year and before we put any more in, just from the cost. But at this stage, it looks pretty promising. Based on what we're currently getting, we think there's about a 5-year payback on the capital just in the labour saving, and in any other benefit we get, either in improved quality or improved yield, is a bonus.
Gavin Skerr, why is Pinata Farms taking, I guess it's a financial risk, to trial these new techniques?
Yeah, it is a financial risk, and we've got to convince the bank to give us the money to be able to do these sorts of things. But I guess what we're about is we want to be a long-term supplier of strawberries. We're still relatively young and want to keep growing strawberries for a long time yet. And I guess the things I outlined earlier, the availability of labour, the cost of labour is certainly a motivating factor for us. We need to try and get some costs out of our system. Once we put this infrastructure in, it's there forever. So we get the ongoing labour savings out of it. And also the industry is becoming more and more sensitive to chemicals, and Australian consumers don't want chemicals on their fruit. So if we can grow a better product or as good a product with less chemical, that's a positive for the consumer, it's a positive for the environment.
So far, Gavin Skerr says the polytunnels have reduced chemical use by a whopping 80% because the controlled conditions have significantly reduced fungal disease.
The botrytis, the grey moulds and that come with rain is something that we've massively reduced in here because, the plants don't get wet, the fruit doesn't get wet. You'll see, looking at the fruit, it's got this beautiful gloss on it because it's been in a protected environment compared to outside where it's just got the normal weather conditions. So all these things contribute to a better product.
It's been a tough year for Southeast Queensland strawberry growers, with production down by as much as 40% at the start of the season because of warmer weather and winter rain events damaging crops and fields. But under the polytunnels, the fruit was protected, including strawberry varieties being grown in the ground as part of the trial. The experiment has cost $1.1 million, with Pinata Farms also trialling the polytunnels for summer strawberry production in Stanthorpe. Gavin Skerr and his brother Stephen will give the project 2 years before deciding whether to expand it.
The question that needs to be answered is whether it's actually viable. Unless we can grow it cost effectively in here, well, it doesn't stack up.
And you gave me a taste test of one of these beautiful ripe strawberries here, the Albion variety. Delicious.
They are. Albion is a very good variety flavour-wise. One of its downsides is that it's very susceptible to rain. It doesn't like rain. And that's fairly typical of strawberries, as in usually the better flavour they got, the softer they are, which means that rain has more impact. So we thought, if we're going to grow something inside in a high-cost environment, we really want the best, and hence the bulk of our production on the substrate is Albion. They eat fantastic, they look good, and even though small volume so far, the customers that have had it have been wrapped. Other parts of the world have gone this way, so I think it's inevitable that we will end up this way as an industry. So we thought, the sooner we start learning how to grow in these conditions, the better it'll be for us and also for the Australian industry. It needs people to have a go at things like we're doing. Plenty of other strawberry growers have been innovative in doing other things as well, and it's good to have some examples of what things could be like in the future.